Okay, so I'll mute everybody after this, but for right now, yeah.
I would go ahead and mute and unmute her, because then it'll be clear on the recording.
Where is you? Where are you, Suzanne?
Suzanne unmute herself.
It doesn't say your name.
It's
are you a 239 number?
No, 440.
440? 935, I'm not going to give the rest of it.
Right.
That one? Well, I'm going to mute everybody and we'll see. Actually, I'm going to mute everybody and you just unmute yourself. So hit star 6 after I do this, okay? You too, Teresa. Okay? Got it. So, good. Good girl. Teresa?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay. So, thank you for initiating this, because you feel like, we all have our intentions here and we're all representing one another. This is a session for each of our individual intentions and for the group. And each of us has a different kind of flavor of what it is that we need and or would want for this session. And you're just, I almost choked. You're like getting the ball rolling for this feeling, this heavy-hearted feeling. So it feels like we want to actually do something to lighten your heart. And what you said before, I don't even know if everybody heard it, but you said you feel like you know, you think you know. So intellectually you get that it's your divine birthright to tap into the sovereignty of the God within, to access the God within, but it feels like there's such a block. And when I look at you right now and I feel the energy of you, it feels like I see you literally walking into walls. You take a step forward and you hit a wall. So you know that the wall is not meant for you, so you turn around and you take a step forward and you hit another wall. And you turn around, and it just keeps happening over and over and over again. So I'm just kind of breathing into that. It feels like, and there's an energy, even though, like I said, we're working with your heart, and we are, so that imagery is coming to mind, and it feels like there's an energy, like literally pushing down on your crown, pushing down on your head, almost blocking your channel. And I use the imagery of a vertical channel, like up to source, even though we know it doesn't matter where you're standing, you know, it's just a channel to source. But it feels like something is, like, literally oppressively holding you down, and it's a really heavy energy. It feels like it's causing me to shake. And with that energy, there's a lot of fear. I hear the word trepidation. It's like, say that again.
There's also a sense of hopelessness and despair.
Yes, yes. It feels so overwhelming and so oppressive and so diminishing. It almost feels like the oppression is like crushing you, like you're trying to move around and get through the walls and trying to find another path, and the paths are all being blocked, and the energy is crushing down on your field. So it feels very diminishing, almost like you feel like you're disappearing. Like you're being crushed. So I'm just sitting with that energy right now, and I'm shaking. And I'm actually even like there's this kind of like making a pouty face, like my bottom lip is coming out, and I'm really shaking. It's like, oh my God, I just don't know what to do. I'm so overwhelmed.
There's an energy of like a two-year-old.
Yep. It's very, very small. Very, very small. And
But it also feels like an active memory somehow has been triggered.
Yeah, you take it and run. I'm going to express it. And I'll see if anything comes up to release it, but I'm going to express it, and you see what shows up to move it.
So there's definitely a sense of an active memory that has created like a sense, like a form of a network, and it's like all these tendrils are linked in to your nervous system, your circulatory system, and through the solar plexus and the pelvic chakra and the root chakra and the heart chakra specifically. And it's gotten into the spine as well, which is part of the feeling of being compressed. Like there's
big time into the spine, big time into the spine.
Yeah, it's like the compression that's been the compression that's there has been there a long, long time, but something recently triggered it to manifest it in a different way right now. And that's why this sense of hopelessness is there and in a whole different level. And because what's being activated is that two-year-old, so it's like the adult energy has been is not there right now. There's just the energy of the child.
And she feels choked too, like I'm being choked.
Yeah, it's a matter of life and death for her.
Exactly.
So it's not just fear. It's like a matter of life and death.
Yes.
And it feels like that, even it almost feels like an umbilical cord has been wrapped around the neck.
Yes.
And it's almost and so there's this sense of betrayal, and it's a betrayal that's from the feminine. And as I'm checking in with the network, there's also an aspect of the in the spine that is accessing through the dural tube, and that's that place where the deepest fears, the deepest primal senses reside. And so as I'm accessing that, I'm pulling that network together so that we can start to pull that out. Because this in some way this has held you hostage for a really long time, but something actually just triggered it to be made manifest in a much bigger, broader way.
It's great.
So,
I mean, I'm sorry, Suzanne, it's not great for you, but it's great because I'm feeling it so intensely, and it only comes up this intensely when it's ready to go.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're just pulling that network together. It's created its own matrix within you, but not just within the body, within the mind and the spirit as well. So it's a dimensional matrix. It's a holographic dimensional matrix. That, as opposed to a general physical secondary matrix, and that.
Did you say it's a holographic dimensional matrix? Because
yeah.
I blacked out.
Yes, it's a holographic dimensional matrix.
Yes, because it is multidimensional. So many quartz and so many things, tendrils.
Yeah, exactly.
So many tendrils.
And so what we're doing is we're gathering, and I'm actually gathering right there at the solar plexus area, at the deepest part of the diaphragm, right next to the spine, to start to kind of gather that together and begin to release it.
Yes.
And we're working with it within the physical level, but within the body, mind, spirit, dimensional level as well. So that as we access this through that deepest part of the diaphragm, we're also accessing it through dimension, time, and space as well.
Yes.
This isn't even generational. This is, it's multidimensional. That's the only way I can say it.
And it's even bigger than that, because when I'm feeling and when I'm hearing when you say multidimensional, it's I hear multidimensionals and spaces, so it feels like it's something we don't totally comprehend.
Right.
So intellectually we get dimensional, parallel universes, that kind of stuff. We get that, but even intellectually we can't grasp the immensity of this. Is what I'm getting.
Right, because we can't even really grasp dimensions. I mean, we think we can. We have an idea of it, but it's way bigger than what we can navigate within our own conscious reality.
And it has a religious connotation, multidimensional religious connotations.
Yeah, and multi-religion.
Multi-spatial, yeah. Multi-dimensional, multi-dynamic. It's a dynamic.
And it's even like, more than religion. It's really more about dogma. Dogma around lies,
right,
that have been embedded into the cellular structure of the dimensions.
Yes.
Like the,
yes.
It's like the Borg. It's like I see this. The Borg. On Star Trek.
Get it? Exactly. It's futile. You will be assimilated.
Right, exactly. That infestation that happens. I'm laughing because that's really like the image that comes up. I was like, okay, yeah, we can get this, you know.
I can laugh now, too, because I can feel those things popping. You know?
Yeah, you can feel it kind of starting to shift.
Yes. Wow.
So that's we're really we're still gathering pieces of the network. So it's like you'll be able to feel more grounded yet lighter at the same time, because it's like gone through the earth into other dimensionals through the spleen meridian, which has kept you from really feeling fully connected to the ground, feeling connected to
the earth,
to this reality.
Yes. Yes.
And to be in your body, so because if you're not connected to the earth and you're not in your body, and what is in the body is so overwhelming that you disassociate or have disassociated, because that's the only way you could function.
Yes.
And when we disassociate, we can't access our personal power. There's no way that we can.
No.
So,
and the walls are a result of that disassociation. It's like there's this sense of there's nowhere I can go. I'm just imprisoned.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
And I'm dying. You said it's life and death. Mm-hmm. I'm imprisoned and I'm dying.
Mm-hmm. It does feel life and death. And again, you know, you bring up that image of the Borg. That's all. That's about life and death. To where whatever life there is merely existence.
Yes.
Not life. There's no vitality. There's no individuality. There's no joy. And so we're just still unraveling the tendrils here.
Yes, you are, because I'm still there.
Yeah, I can feel it. That we're just unraveling the tendrils one by one.
It surprised me, the intensity of it, actually.
And the other piece that we're bringing here is, because you live in this world, in this physical reality, in this physical world, we're having to link, really balance you and connect you to the elements of the world, so that you get connected to the fire element, the
water element,
earth element, the
everybody
metal
on the
element,
line, please stop and take a drink
water,
of water.
The water element and the wood element. It's like all the elements are needed right now to create a sense of sustainability. And only through connecting with the elements can the network unravel itself.
Whew.
And the water element is a place where we begin to trust. It also allows us to release fear. But we've got to have the other elements in place, because we need to... We need to have the earth element, because from earth comes water.
We need the whole network of elements.
Yes. We need the metal element, because the metal element creates that container to be able to hold the water. We need the wood element, because the wood element helps create the support for the earth to be able to to nourish the earth and to be fully present, to be able to then be available for the water, because the wood element needs the water to grow. And we also need the fire element, because the fire element helps to balance the water element out. And we need to have that fire element there to be able to create that balance that's needed, so that there's not excessive fear and that there's not lack of trust.
And there's an energy I'm needing to also unplug, because it's a resistant energy. It's almost like this is like a resistant strain of virus, too. So it's like this resistant energy that is, I mean, as you were talking, in my head, this energy was saying, blah, 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 blah. It's like, So it was like this really harsh, I'm not going to listen, I'm not going to, you know, like a kid putting her fingers in their ears, but it's like this resistant virus. So it's like we're needing to balance this resistant mutant virus.
And part of that virus has to do with, like I've heard this before, and nothing ever works.
Yep.
So it's like disbelief, but in a bigger way, but in a much bigger scale. And it's almost like that, you know, I've already tried these things and nothing works. I've done this, nothing works. I've done that, nothing works. So it keeps coming back to nothing works, nothing works, nothing works.
Yes.
And that's the belief.
And that's the virus.
And it's embedded trauma within the cellular structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still unraveling that for you.
And we're needing to add something. We're going to add a flower essence to cerebral spinal fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even sure. It's gardenia. We're adding gardenia. Ha, sweet fragrance. We're adding gardenia to cerebral spinal fluid, that essence. Huh.
The other thing that we're doing is we're balancing out within the body the alkaline and acidic levels, because the cellular structure has to have a certain balance in alkalinity and acidity, not in the way that we've been taught. So we're talking differently than the way we've been taught, but it's having to be balanced out in such a way that, you know, because we've been told the body needs to be, you know, more one way or another. But this is beyond what we can think of. But we're letting it kind of take its natural, organic level that it needs as it integrates the elements.
Got it. So let me clarify for everybody. So what you just said was, and by the way, I'm back.
I can feel you are back.
Yeah, I know. It was like, whoa, okay, I am back. So I can still feel it unraveling, but I don't feel its presence overwhelming me anymore. But what you were just saying is, you're just saying we're tapping into a new way, and it's a way we don't even fully comprehend, but we're trusting that this new way is a deeper way of balancing and cleansing.
Yes. In other words, it's outside of the paradigm that our minds can even think of.
Exactly.
And it's inviting us to step out in faith.
It's inviting us to trust. It's inviting us
to
trust.
And that's what stepping out in faith is trusting.
Yes, exactly. So, here you go. Oh, I love it. I'm looking up gardenia. I looked up gardenia while you were talking. And it's an intimate friend and ally, and it's a mysterious but powerful essence that, among other things, helps pierce the veil of illusion.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
You're not kidding. I love it.
It's so interesting because when you were talking about resistance, and then, which I kind of like to guess that should really be kind of a name, and then gardenia was the kind of antidote, I'm like very allergic to gardenia. So I think that's really interesting.
I think it's, and yeah, I do too.
It's poetic, though, because
sometimes
it's like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just think it's really interesting that it's like to embody our full divinity has been so kind of hijacked in a way by, for whatever reason and for whatever choices, you know, that we've made in this illusion of this, you know, life that we're living, and that we're choosing to kind of change. So I think this is happening now because we're ready for this to happen now.
Absolutely. That's what I said. I would not have felt that so intensely if it were not ready to come up. There's no way I would allow that. I mean, when I say there's no way I would allow that energetically, that was an intense energy. And it only comes up like that when it's like, okay, I want to feel this, I want to see this, I want to know that this is gone.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been really feeling like the root of, I mean, even so much so that my teeth were hurting. So I knew there was a root problem. You know, it was just like manifesting in all kinds of weird ways, and that oppressive feeling in the head. I mean, I actually felt that physically. So,
yeah. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And there's still something around the throat. And again, this session is not just so you know. you got it started. But this energy is energy that we all, on some level, have been experiencing and feeling.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
And now we're going to work with the throat.
So
needing to actually bring in some energy to remove, again, there's some more tendrils around the throat and around the collarbone and around the thyroid and around that whole self-expression.
Well, and it's about the inability to not only just self-express, but express your uniqueness and your creativity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is self-expression. So it's about, and it's about acknowledging that, recognizing, oh, it's interesting because I was talking about this in a session today, actually. It's like, yes, we are all one in spirit, but physically, there's no way that I am you, Teresa, or you am I, or that I'm Norman, or he's me. There's no way physically we can be another person. So spiritually, we get that we're all one. And so that has been like a polarity effect to the intellect knowing that we're all individuals. You know what I mean? So it's like it's now coming to this awareness of we're bringing those resources together so that we actualize this concept of we're all one from our uniqueness, from our individual perspective, from our own clear set boundaries, and we don't try to overrun another's boundaries, or we recognize it more fully when we're trying to overrun another person's boundaries or vice versa. So we can stay connected and intimate without being invasive, which is what that virus was.
And it allows for that individuation process, which honors the individuality.
Exactly.
Without the need to feel separate.
With actually the knowing and the feeling that I am connected. Yes, she's in the other side of the world, but I know I'm connected, you know? So there's that sense of, ah, boy, I'd like to see that person, but I know I'm connected. Instead of, oh, I really miss, you know, instead of my life being ruled by having to. Instead, breathing space, clear boundaries, and self-respect and self-esteem, being planted or imprinted where the cords were being pulled out. So it's really, really Humpty Dumpty. Okay. Still, there's something around the throat, especially the right side.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like there's a weird sort of comfort zone around lack of expression, because it allows for the ability to stay hidden and to stay small.
Uh-huh.
And that's become a comfort zone. And so it's about
a very uncomfortable comfort zone.
Yes, and it's also it's a common thing that shows up a lot, especially among energy healers.
Oh yeah.
And so this is one of the reasons why it's coming up, so that we can deal with this place of what really is comfortable versus what can we become comfortable with, you know, becoming comfortable with who we really are and the expression of that, as opposed to who we've been taught to be or who we have thought we were.
Or who we think we should be. It's like, you know, and what we're doing now is clearing these channels. Actually, what's showing up now is the dynamic of being able to hear the heart. So what I'm feeling is at that area, it's like upper trap and all the way up through the ear canal. It's like this area of clearing the channels from the heart to the head and vice versa. Opening the channels. I'm removing that oppressive hand. Like, it's like saying no. No. Not anymore. Good.
And it's about knowing when to say no, to be able to allow the no's to mean no, so that you can make room for the things you really want to say yes to in your life.
Yes, although you just faded out, so you're going to be faded for that. But say that again.
So it's about really knowing how to let your no be no and know when to say no, so that you can be available for the yeses in your life. Because we can't say yes to that which we really are, or that which we really desire, if we haven't said no to the things in our lives and in who we are being or have been led to believe to be. if we're holding on to those, then we can't step into the yes of who we really are.
Got it. So, clearing those energetic channels to allow you to be able to allow each of us to be able to actualize that individuation process. In other words, to be able to hear our own inner stirrings, our own inner voices, and hearing the inner voices and being able to, this is where the judgment piece comes in. We want to be free of judgment, but maybe not. We want to change that to discernment so that we can hear the voices internally and discern which guidance is this. Is this true guidance or is this old programming? Are we coming from an authentic inner voice or are we coming from confusion? So it's that discerning factor and being able to clear those channels and be able to hear our own voices, hear our own hearts, and be able then to take action from that place. And this is where the freedom from the judgment, and then it's like peeling away the layers and the slime of the judgment that says, oh, so many times in the past I've heard this inner voice and I've taken action, and then this inner judgment came and said, you did it wrong, or that's not the right way, or this is not yours, or who are you? Actually, there's a voice that says, who are you to think that you can do this? There is that kind of energy and attitude, so we're peeling that away. And turning that to an answer. Who are you? I know who I am. I am this expression of God, this expression of Source, and I, as this expression of God, this expression of Source, am claiming my rights. I'm claiming my life. I'm taking back my life. I somehow sold it or gave it away. It's like that whole old adage, sold your soul. It's like I somehow sold or gave away my rights at some point or some stage in my previous evolution or my parallel evolution, and I'm now saying, enough. I'm done with that. I'm going to burn any of those outstanding contracts. I'm going to say, here and now, I'm claiming my life. Everybody breathe into that, please. Say, I'm here and now, I'm claiming my life.
There's another piece coming in here, Debbie, that has to do with when there is a feeling of fear or a belief attached to that feeling of fear. One of the key things to be mindful of is recognizing that you are not the fear. You are not the belief.
Yes, and I actually, I'm really kind of embracing a lot of Carla McLaren's work because I like what she says. You are not the fear, but the fear is kind of like a message. It's a messenger. The fear is the messenger.
It
the
is,
fear is
it
coming
is.
Up to pay attention. There's something here for you.
Exactly. But recognizing that and seeing what's there for you is different than saying that I am the fear.
Exactly, or putting even a bigger face, and like a monster face on fear of fear is like this looming monster that either I am or is ready to swallow me whole. Instead, turning the dial just a little bit, turning the volume down, literally turning the volume down. Oh, I like this. So turning the volume down when the fear comes so that the monster kind of fades to this subtle stirring and you can kind of receive the message that you're meant to receive to guide you and to allow you to step into your life with the awareness and the trust that your life is not a life of pain and misery. That is the illusion. going back to the heart. And I feel like we're putting some nurturing balm around the heart. And almost like it's saying, it's okay. You're okay.
Bring the balance of the masculine and the feminine into the heart.
Yes. And clarifying, for anybody who needs clarification, I just kind of heard a question mark. So for anybody who needs clarification, balancing the masculine and feminine is not about men and women. It's about the qualities that we all embody from that masculine perspective of outwardly acting and the feminine perspective of inwardly acting. So it's bringing that inward outward, that yin and yang, to life. And yet we're going to do something with the feminine aspect. When we're tapping into the feminine of the feminine energy, the confusion again is showing up. I say again because I've seen it multiple times over and over and over throughout my history. But I'm seeing the feminine showing up as feeling squashed and or victimized by something outside of herself, meaning the masculine, where instead of, and so this is where the piercing the veil is coming, so instead of recognizing that, yes, that has been going on, but there's also been a squashing and a victimization of the feminine through the feminine. So peeling away the layers of misunderstanding about what it means to be in feminine qualities, instead of the passive is totally misunderstood as being this subjugated energy. And so women have throughout time and history have subjugated themselves and or allowed themselves to be subjugated. And it's not about that. It's about the passivity, meaning I feel so clear and grace-filled in my feminine aspect that I radiate like a beacon, like a lighthouse out. And that's the passivity, just radiating outward so that the masculine can then take over. And that means within each of us, men and women. Nice.
I want to clarify that it's not about the masculine taking over the feminine.
Thank you. No, it's not. It's about action.
Exactly. So the masculine can be in full form and action.
Yes. Not at all about taking over. When I said taking over, it meant that's the next step. It's engaging in. It's the dance. It's the dance. It's the dance of the masculine and feminine. So ballroom is actually a good example of that, because a good ballroom dancer, a good male ballroom dancer can lead without forcing. And a good female ballroom dancer can follow without giving up or giving in. So it's that blending of the energies and the working together creating together the dance.
And the female in ballroom dancing also takes her own lead.
Yes.
She doesn't
giving up.
Takes her own lead.
It's really the connection between the two, the dance between the two, and the being able to hear, feel, sense the qualities of each other and respond that way. In other words, respond to one another.
Mm-hmm. And it's the expressiveness that comes in that way as
well. Say what? You keep fading out, my dear.
It's also the expressiveness that comes from that, allowing for the masculine and the feminine to be expressed through your life.
Yes. I feel so much more balanced. And it feels like you drop a pebble into a pond. And it just kind of gradually drifts down to the bottom.
While creating its rippled effect.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't just go plunk, crash. It's that, again, that dance, that rhythmic deepening. It's that rhythmic deepening. Nice. And I feel like we're integrating by going back to typical body talk. Hypothalamus, thalamus. Corpus callosum to amygdala, actually. And doing an integration at the occipital lobe, at the base of the skull where the head and spine meet. Opening up and clearing that channel. Actually, clearing out that channel because sometimes it gets congested. And or jammed craniosacrally. So it's opening up that craniosacral rhythm and opening up that channel, not in a way to invite any unwanted energies in, but in a way to get the movement going, get the channels flowing through the spine, the meridians, the kundalini energy, the chakra energy, all of those channels, all of those rhythms, all of those cycles flowing in and out and freely flowing, coming back into freely flowing. And as they reach any blocked areas, they might stutter for a while, but they eventually move through. Good.
Also balancing out the lung meridian, just really be able to be in a more vitally alive space.
Good.
Be able to breathe in life.
I feel that. Everybody want to take a breath? And actually linking that to the kidney chi. Energy. For willpower. And for chi. For energy. And for chi. And for willpower.
Yeah. And for... And it's also for just really recognizing the essence of who you really are.
Exactly. And bringing that down into the filtration of the blood. And Bill is here, and Bill is actually, he got, it would be helpful for, what he got was red foods.
Pomegranate beets.
Watermelon. Any red foods.
Blood purifying, even red kosher organic.
And if people eat meat, red meat,
kosher
organic, organic meat.
Meat.
So this is what's coming through for him and anyone else that resonates with that. Hmm.
Yeah.
I actually personally have been eating a lot of beets. So let's integrate the senses with all of that. Clear the throat channel. And balance cortices, actually. I'm going to stop and balance cortices. And anybody that knows how to balance their cortices, I highly recommend you do so. If you don't, just take in what we're doing.
And it's cortices to diaphragm as well.
Good. So cortices to diaphragm. So even if you don't know how to tap out your cortices, just take this moment to do some deep breathing. I feel like we're coming to a close.
Me too.
What'd you say?
Me too.
Okay, good.
I feel that as well.
But in doing so, I'm actually going to stand up and do some grounding. So what I'm doing is like just standing up and how do I explain this?
Face the north and bounce.
Face the north and bounce on your heels. Yeah, like almost like tippy toes, but not just bouncing on your heels. So it's a grounding. It's like bringing that down to the body. Oh, I think I still need to do it. No, I think I'm done because I have to pee.
That gives me a pretty good indication.
I know, I think so. I think the grounding is done, so I'm going to release now. So, do you have anything else?
No, it feels done.
It feels very complete, actually.
Complete. It feels like, you know, people are just integrating and letting it move through, but it feels complete.
Yeah, so what I would say is everybody be gentle with yourselves tonight. Just do as much
lots of water.
Lots of water. Breathe. If you have any, if you feel inclined, you know, over the next couple of days, do eat some beets or red foods if you feel inclined. And just be gentle with yourself.
And if you can, be barefoot on the ground.
Thank you. That's what I was going to. Yes, the grounding is very important because it feels like over the next couple of days, different people will be feeling it a little differently. So you might feel a little off kilter. Just breathe into that and go barefoot as much as you can. And it's going to settle down in to everybody in over. It's like a staggering. I see it. It's almost like I see it like everybody that's on the call and included in the call. It's like they light up at different times. So it's almost like the downloads are happening. And they're like staggered. Okay. Shall I unmute?
Yep.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or anything to add?
Lots of yawning.
Yay. Thank you, Pete. Lots of yawning. For those who don't know, yawning is a good indication of a shift.
Thank you, Debbie and Teresa. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so happy you came, Pete.
Yeah, me too.
I'm happy everyone showed up. Thank you.
Thank you.
When will the recording be posted?
Tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
I have a question. I've skipped the beginning, and I was just being with the group. Will that be okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would recommend if you missed the beginning, you do listen to the recording.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And you guys, anybody, even if people weren't on this call, you feel free to tell them they can. You know, you can share this recording because we all need this work, and it was big. And I mean, it's always big, but kinesthetically, I felt how big it was tonight.
Thank you.
And there is a donation button, and it's up to you, but you can listen to it for free or you can feel free to donate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Immense gratitude. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You particularly, Suzanne, drink lots of water. Be very gentle. If you hit a wall, sit down and play jacks.
Sit down and play jacks?
I don't know why that came up. Just sit down and play jacks. In other words, play a game to just make yourself have something fun instead of running into the same old frustration with the wall.
Yeah, that was such a fun game, too.
Do that with your joy.
Well, much love and gratitude. What did she say?
Welcome. No, in case anybody, does anybody else have anything they want to add to be on the recording? If not, I will turn off the recording.
Much love.
I haven't turned it off. Things are still coming up. Huh?
Much love.
Oh, thank you, Pete. Much love back.
I also want to add that it was so intensely connected with the main topics of my life. Many things that have been said here recently, so I guess it's something really like a key point for our growth, for my growth, for sure. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Please listen to the recording. I know who this is.
Yeah, it's Olga.
I know. Hi, Olga.
Hi, Debbie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. This is Julianne.
I'm going to turn off the recording now.